Good morning to everyone who's joined us on this call. It's definitely an honor and privilege to come together and connect, to touch and agree, to be able to meet one another in faith and expect for God to move on our behalf. As we prepare to do so, let's take a look at the Gospel according to John, the 21st chapter. If we read verses 3-7 from the New Revised Standard Version, we would find the following. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got in the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And they answered, "No." But he said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, I just want to uplift you with a word of encouragement that tells us that God is able to move us from empty to overflow. From empty to overflow. In today's text, we find Peter, James, and John, along with a few of their colleagues, launching out into the deep to fish. Some of them were fishermen by trade and were very familiar with navigating the water in a manner that produced bountiful catch. In the past, they may have successfully harvested many fish, including perch, trout, and sea bass. However, this night, things would be different. I imagine that during the first 15 minutes of their excursion, they relied on historical insight and expected their past performance to be a good indicator of future results. However, as minutes became hours and as the sunset became moonlight, these fishermen found themselves in a situation that was unexpected. They discovered that market conditions had changed, opportunities had evaporated, and what once served as a steady pipeline of resources had become a channel that was filled with emptiness. In today's economic climate, many of us knows exactly what that feels like. When our pipeline has been depleted of potential leads, when our well of opportunity has run dry, when the nets that we cast into the marketplace with expectation have been returned to us empty. In this passage of scripture, we find the disciples continuing to fish all throughout the night, minute after minute, hour after hour, but no matter how much energy, effort, or technique they applied, their results remained the same. As the starlight became sunrise and the still of the night became the cool of the day, their situation did not improve. The early morning light only helped to amplify the reality of their current situation. Their nets were bare, their resources were scarce, and their diligent efforts produced nothing but emptiness. But fortunately, their situation was about to change as they encountered Jesus, who was standing on the horizon. Jesus cried out for the shore, "Did you catch any fish?" Only for them to respond, "No." But rather than allow them to remain defeated during this season, Jesus cried out a simple instruction, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat." I'm confident that in the many hours the disciples spent fishing throughout the night, they had already tried many different methods and techniques. I'm confident that as they occupied the deep water, they had already explored every angle that their boat had to offer. However, something special occurs when we respond to the word of God with obedience and move with an attitude of faith. Even in our current lives today, as we navigate the uncertain waters of this season, when the Holy Spirit begins to whisper direction to our hearts and minds, we mustn't dismiss this instruction by saying, "I've tried this before and failed." Instead, we must respond with obedience, take immediate action, and display evidence of our faith. When the disciples followed the direction of Jesus, they were able to move from emptiness to overflow. After casting their net to the right side of the boat, they experienced their nets being immediately filled with an abundance of fish. Their harvest was so great that they were unable to haul it in. I'm thankful that God is still blessing us today, even in the midst of a drought. God is still directing resources to sustain us, even during this season of difficulty. God is still supplying our need according to God's riches. And as the Almighty does, we are able to move from emptiness to overflow. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for blessing us with this day. We thank you that even as we take a deep breath in this morning, it reminds us that we yet have an opportunity to go on. God, we ask that you would uplift those who have experienced any type of loss during this season, that you would wipe away their tears, that you would strengthen their hearts, that you would turn their minds to look to you in faith. But God, you are the one who encourages us. You're our source of strength. You're our source of hope. You're our remedy to any situations that we face. Lord, we won't deny that the season that we're currently in is a challenging one. And while we face each day with questions, we continue to navigate a terrain that is not familiar to us. We've tried many things that have been successful for us in the past, but we find today that when we do those things, they produce results that are different than what we expect. But God, we will not stand in defeat. We will not stand in failure. Lord, we will not stand on our own strength, for we know that as we stand in you, you're able to transform this climate from a climate of lack to a climate of abundance. So help us to experience you as the provider who meets all of our needs. Help us to experience you as the healer who touches our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. Help us to experience you as the uplifter who's able to take us from a place of lowliness and lift us up to a place of love. Help us to experience you being the one who comforts us, even when we're facing complex situations that are beyond words. Thank you for us experiencing you as the repairer of relationship and the restorer of our souls. Thank you for giving us a word of insight, clarity, direction, and strength. We ask that you would help us to hear this, not only with our physical ears, but our spiritual ears, so that we may deposit these things within us and be able to draw from them in seasons and days when we need it most. Invigorate us, Lord, in you. Strengthen us in your word. Lead us in your will. And as we do and as we move forward in faith, we expect to achieve the results that you've already purposed for us. Thank you for moving us from emptiness to overflow. And may our lives continue to overflow with the love that is you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.